Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that's been igniting conversations, sparking debates, and frankly, blowing minds across the globe: AI artistry. You know, I still remember the first time I saw an image generated by something like Midjourney, and my jaw just dropped.
Oh, absolutely, sir. It's like something out of a sci-fi movie suddenly became our everyday reality. I mean, just a few years ago, the idea of typing a few words into a prompt and getting a stunning, photorealistic, or even fantastical image in seconds seemed utterly impossible. Now, it's a Tuesday afternoon for millions of people.
Exactly. And it's not just about creating pretty pictures. We're talking about a fundamental shift in how we think about creativity, ownership, and even the definition of artist itself. It's revolutionizing the entire creative landscape, from graphic design to fine art, even music and writing.
Yeah, it's not just a new tool, it feels like a new species of tool, you know? It's not just automating tasks, it's generating entirely new concepts and aesthetics that might not have existed otherwise. Think about the accessibility factor, too. Someone who's never picked up a paintbrush in their life can now articulate a vision and see it come to life almost instantly.
That's such a huge point, the democratization of art. For so long, artistic creation was limited by skill, access to materials, or even just time. Now, the barrier to entry is so incredibly low. You just need an idea, some words, and an internet connection. It's opening up creative expression to so many more people.
And it's not just for individuals. Businesses are leveraging it for rapid prototyping, marketing campaigns, even game development. Imagine needing concept art for a new video game. Instead of hiring a team for weeks, you can iterate on ideas in minutes, exploring dozens of styles and themes.
It's a game changer for speed and iteration, for sure. But, of course, with every groundbreaking technology, there's always a flip side, right? The ethical debates around AI art are intense. The biggest one, I think, is it really art? And if so, who is the artist?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? On one hand, you have the human input, the prompt engineer, the person guiding the AI, making stylistic choices, curating the outputs, they're bringing the initial vision. On the other hand, the AI is doing the creating in the traditional sense, generating the pixels, rendering the forms.
Some argue it's just a fancy tool, like a very advanced paintbrush or camera. Others say it diminishes the value of human skill and craftsmanship. I tend to think it's more of a collaborative process, at least for now. The human is still essential in defining the intention and selecting the output that resonates with that intention.
I agree. It's like a highly intelligent assistant. You're directing it, giving it parameters, making choices. But then there's the whole issue of the training data. These AI models are trained on billions of images, many of which are copyrighted works by human artists. So, are they just glorified collages or artistic theft?
Ah, the copyright and intellectual property minefield. It's such a thorny issue. The legal system is scrambling to catch up. Is it transformative enough to be considered new? Does learning from copyrighted material constitute infringement? These are questions that don't have easy answers yet, and they're going to define a lot of the future of this space.
And it creates a lot of understandable anxiety among human artists. They see their styles being replicated, or even their specific works being mimicked, without attribution or compensation. It's a valid concern that needs to be addressed for AI art to truly flourish ethically.
Definitely. It's not just about what the technology can do, but what it should do, and how we ensure it's a net positive for the creative community. But let's also talk about the incredible possibilities it unlocks for human artists. Many are already embracing it as a tool, not a threat.
Oh, for sure. Think of it as a super-fast brainstorming partner. An artist can generate hundreds of ideas, compositions, or color palettes in minutes, then take the most promising ones and develop them further with their traditional skills. It accelerates the ideation phase tremendously.
I've seen artists use AI to create backgrounds or minor elements, then paint over them, adding their unique touch. It saves them hours on mundane tasks, allowing them to focus on the truly creative, high-value aspects of their work. It's a force multiplier for individual artists.
Or even for concept development. Imagine a fashion designer who wants to visualize a new line. They can input descriptions, textures, colors, and see dozens of garment variations instantly. It compresses weeks of sketching and material sampling into a single afternoon.
That's an amazing application. It's about leveraging AI for exploration and efficiency, not replacing the core human ingenuity. It allows artists to experiment more boldly, try things they might not have the time or resources to attempt otherwise.
Right, it expands their toolkit and their creative horizon. And it's not just visual art. We're seeing AI tools for music composition that can generate melodies, harmonies, and even full orchestral arrangements based on a few parameters. Or AI for writing, assisting novelists and screenwriters with plot ideas, character dialogue, or even overcoming writer's block.
It's truly a cross-disciplinary phenomenon. And the quality just keeps improving. The fidelity, the understanding of context, the ability to follow complex instructions, it's evolving at such a rapid pace. What we see today will look primitive in a year or two.
That's the exciting and slightly terrifying part, isn't it? The speed of innovation. It makes you wonder what art will even mean in, say, 5 or 10 years. Will we distinguish between human-generated and AI-generated? Will that distinction even matter to the viewer?
I think it will matter for a while, especially for those deeply invested in the human narrative behind art. But for casual consumption or purely aesthetic appreciation, maybe less so. It brings up fascinating questions about the value we place on the process versus the product.
Yeah, if a piece of art evokes emotion, sparks conversation, or simply looks beautiful, does it matter if a human hand or an algorithm brought it forth? That's a question for philosophers, honestly.
It definitely is. And then there's the whole aspect of AI creating entirely new art forms. We're not just talking about replicating existing styles, but generating things that defy easy categorization, pushing the boundaries of what's visually or aurally possible. Think about dynamic, ever-changing art installations driven by AI, reacting to real-time data or viewer interaction.
Oh, that's next level. Interactive, responsive art that evolves with its environment or audience, that moves beyond static images and delves into an experience. It suggests AI could be the catalyst for entirely new mediums of expression that we haven't even conceived of yet.
Exactly. It's not just about tools for old art forms, it's about enabling entirely new ones. And this is where the conversation gets really exciting for me. It's not just about job displacement or ethical quandaries, but about unlocking unprecedented creative avenues.
I think for artists to thrive in this new landscape, it's going to involve a shift in mindset. Instead of seeing AI as a competitor, viewing it as a powerful collaborator, a muse, or even a super efficient apprentice, learning to prompt engineer effectively will become a valuable skill.
Absolutely. The skill shifts from purely manual dexterity or traditional technique to conceptualization, curation, and the ability to articulate a clear vision. It's about becoming a conductor, orchestrating a digital orchestra.
And it means understanding the limitations and biases of the AI too, recognizing when it's just regurgitating its training data versus genuinely generating something novel. It's a critical eye that only a human can bring.
Which brings us back to the human element. No matter how sophisticated AI gets, the human desire to create, to express, to connect through art, that's not going anywhere. AI is simply expanding the means by which we can do that.
It's making expression more fluid, more accessible, and in some ways, more immediate. The speed at which an idea can go from thought to visual reality is just astonishing.
So looking ahead, what do you think is the biggest challenge for AI artistry to truly integrate and be celebrated within the wider creative community?
I think it's navigating the ethical and legal frameworks, honestly. Until artists feel confident that their intellectual property is protected and that the technology isn't being used to exploit their work, there will always be a degree of resistance. Establishing clear guidelines and perhaps new models of compensation will be crucial.
That's a very pragmatic and necessary point. The technology is moving so fast that our societal and legal structures are playing catch-up. And the other side of that coin is education, helping people understand what AI art is and isn't, and how it can be used responsibly and creatively.
Exactly. Education for creators, for consumers, for policymakers. It's a collective effort to shape this future responsibly. Because whether we like it or not, AI artistry isn't going away. It's a fundamental part of the future of expression.
And that's why these conversations are so vital. It's not just about marveling at the technology, but actively participating in shaping its evolution. It's a thrilling, complex, and sometimes daunting frontier, but one that promises to redefine what it means to be creative.
Couldn't agree more. It's an exciting time to be alive, especially for anyone interested in art and technology. The possibilities truly are limitless.
Absolutely. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining me, sir, for this incredible discussion on AI artistry.
My pleasure. It's always a blast diving into these cutting-edge topics with you.
And thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. We hope this conversation sparked some thoughts and maybe even inspired you to try your hand at some AI art. Until next time, keep creating, in whatever form that takes.